Russian-Ukraine duel in the skies launching dozens of drones at each other on Sunday. By Breitbart London on December 17, 2023. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian-Ukraine launched over a dozen drones at each other's territory for a second straight day Sunday, one of which apparently targeted a Russian military airport. At least 35 Ukrainian drones were shot down overnight over three regions in southwestern Russia, the Russian Defense Ministry said in a post on the messaging app Telegram. A Russian airbase hosting bomber aircraft used in the war in Ukraine was among the targets, according to a Russian Telegram channel critical of the Kremlin. The channel posted short videos of drones flying over Lorai's housing in what it claimed was the Russian town of Morozovsk, whose airbase is home to Russia's 559th Bomber Aviation Regiment. Vasily Golubev, the governor of Russia's Rostov province, separately reported mass drone strikes near Morozovsk and another town farther west, but did not mention the airbase. Golubev said most of the drones were shot down and there were no casualties. He did not comment on damage. Also Sunday morning, Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down 20 Iranian-made Shahed drones launched overnight by Russian troops in southern and western Ukraine, as well as one X-59 cruise missile launched from the country's occupied south. A civilian was killed overnight near Odessa, a key port on Ukraine's southern Black Sea coast, after the remnants of a destroyed drone fell on his house, Ukraine's military said. Stepped-up drone attacks over the past month come as both sides are keen to show they aren't deadlocked as the war approaches the two-year mark. Neither side has gained much ground despite a Ukrainian counteroffensive that began in June. Russian shelling on Sunday also killed an 81-year-old man in central Kherson, the southern Ukrainian city that was recaptured by Kyiv's forces last fall, according to the head of its municipal military administration. Ukrainian and Russian forces exchanged fire outside Derebrino, a Russian village just miles, from the Ukrainian border, according to Telegram posts by Governor Vasily Gladkov. He did not provide details, but insisted Russian authorities had the situation under control. According to Baza, a Telegram news channel set up by Russian journalists critical of the Kremlin, fighting between Russian troops and a Ukrainian diversionary group began around 11 a.m. near Terebrino, home to some 200 people, forcing residents to hide in shelters. While cross-border raids on Russian territory from Ukraine are rare, the Russian military claimed in May to have killed more than 70 attackers, describing them as Ukrainian military saboteurs, in a 24-hour battle. Kyiv portrayed the incident as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. Ukraine's foreign minister, meanwhile, welcomed what he called a sea change in Germany's approach toward Kyiv's EU membership bid. In an interview with Germany's Bild newspaper, Dmytro Kuleba said that German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has won sincere and well-deserved admiration among Ukrainians for his role in the EU's recent decision to open membership talks for Kyiv. Ukraine has long faced strong opposition in its attempts to join the 27-member bloc from Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has repeatedly spoken of his desire to maintain close ties with Russia. Scholz said that at an EU summit last week he proposed that Orban leave the room to enable the summit to launch accession talks with Ukraine, something the Hungarian leader agreed to do. What German Chancellor Olaf Scholz did at the summit to remove the threatened Hungarian veto will go down in history as an act of German leadership in the interests of Europe. The Chancellor has this week won a lot of sincere and well-deserved admiration in the hearts of Ukrainians, Kuleba told Bild. He also voiced hope that Scholz's actions would mark a broader and irreversible shift in Berlin's approach towards EU negotiations with Kyiv. When I campaigned in Berlin last May to grant Ukraine EU candidate status, my appeals to Germany to take the lead in this process mostly fell on deaf ears. Germany doesn't want to lead, experts and politicians in Berlin told me. I am glad that German political decisions have changed since then, Kuleba said. The Ukrainian government has long cast EU and NATO membership as key foreign policy goals, and the EU's decision to start accelerated negotiations gave Kyiv a major boost, although it could be years before it is able to join. NATO leaders, meanwhile, have so far set no clear timeline for Kyiv's membership bid, even as Moscow's all-out aggression against Ukraine led another of Russia's neighbors, Finland, to be accepted into the military alliance in April. Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to build up military units near the Russian-Finnish border. The Kremlin leader declared, without giving details, that Helsinki's NATO accession would create problems for the Nordic country. There were no problems between Russia and Finland. Now, there will be. Because we will create a new military district and concentrate certain military units there, he told Russian state TV on Sunday morning.